Yo,
Yo,
what's good, dude?
what is good, my dude? How's the night going for you, my man?
It's all right, dude. How's it for you?
Dude, it's great. It's really been great. I have no complaints at all.
That's dope. Can you hear me well enough?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Dope. Good. I'm testing out that system still, so it's good.
Oh no, it definitely sounds different. It sounds a lot better.
Fantastic. Yeah, I might actually like. Once all of this ends, or COVID and shit, look into like grabbing more of these and figuring out what like I can do with it, right? Like get more mics, get people involved, that type of stuff. Because like this system can like let at least four mics go at a time, so it'd be pretty dope.
That would be dope.
But yeah, so what's new?
Really, I mean, the YouTube channel, I am taking YouTube pretty seriously now. I'm trying to be consistent because I really do. I have a lot to talk about. Like, I have a lot that I know people need to really, same with you. That's why else did you make all them tweets and not only Twitter, a lot of other outlets that how you voiced how you felt, about the universe, about everything regarding life itself, regarding everything, not just life, everything. I mean, life is everything, but we make our parameters outside of everything. Like, there's it's life and death, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's in a sense still not just life. So, but
I
yeah.
feel you, dude. Okay, so where can people find your YouTube stuff for the people
Okay.
listening at home?
So the YouTube is simple. It's a name you would not think about because nobody thinks about this word. The THE catalyst. Now, what does that mean? What does a catalyst mean? The catalyst.
Oh, it's the thing that
Huh?
gets everything going.
Exactly. I'm like, the catalyst is the one thing that can change everything. The one X factor that can change everything. That's the catalyst.
All right, I'm looking it up right now just so people can do it. What clip should I look for?
Anyone.
No,
It really.
it doesn't come like. It's such a broad word, dude, that it's hard to search just for you. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. We'll figure this out about 5, 10 seconds. There we go. The catalyst.
Let's see what I got here, man.
You're right.
Oh, I
You're right.
got you. I already got you in my subscriptions.
Okay, so you're right. So since yeah, the people that's listening, since I'm not yet, it's coming. We're gonna manifest this, huge on YouTube yet. Yeah, I don't just come up because I don't see it either. So,
Don't take it too hard. To be fair, dude, if anybody looked up X or if anybody looked up like my real name, I wouldn't show up either.
well, look, if anybody is listening on the podcast,
Yeah, go ahead. What the fuck happened? Yo, you still there?
yeah, I'm here. I was saying Orlando Hudson. All they need to do is just DM me on Instagram and I can just simply send them the link.
That's straight up, man. That is straight up.
Simple. It don't gotta be hard. We gotta make
What's
you gotta.
your link out on Instagram?
What's my link out?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What's the one? What's the what's your link like on your profile? Let me look.
I
There
don't
you go.
know where my link is. I don't really know.
You go to you. It goes to. It already goes to like something.
To my YouTube. Yeah, that link. That link, that's what you're saying. I thought you were saying like a link.
Yeah, dude, your bio link goes to.
Yeah, it goes to my YouTube. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
So
that's
go to
dope.
my Instagram. Go to my Instagram. Right. I forgot I did put that in. I thought you were saying another link.
Nah, it's all good, man. Now you got it.
My Instagram. Yeah, it is my Instagram. So go to my Instagram. Yeah, like I said, like, comment, subscribe, because it's straight banger after banger after banger. We're going up. We're going up in life. We're not going back. I'm telling you.
Love it.
Yeah, facts. It's all mentality. Everything's a mentality. Everything's a mentality. We got to talk about it. Positivity. Positivity is not an if and. Like, the more I live this life, the more I see you can't be negative. You can. Like, you're literally gonna die faster. So if you don't be negative, like, you simply want to die faster. It's really simple. That's why I see people that live good lives are really happy. It makes sense. It really makes sense. Like, and like that goes back to conquering your mind. People don't understand. Like, you just have to conquer your mind. Everything is your mind. You choose your reality. You simply choose your reality. There's two roads, and you choose which one you want to go down, what choices you want to make.
Very much so.
You know, like, we have to always first take accountability. Nobody's perfect. You're gonna make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
You're gonna fuck
Keep
up.
moving forward. You're gonna fuck up. You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna learn from them, though. It's either a lesson or a blessing. It's either or. If it's a lesson, you're supposed to learn to be better. Simple. You're supposed to learn. How else would you learn if you never failed? So,
No, I feel you on that, man.
stepping stones. Stepping stones. There's little stepping stones to chip at your character. Iron sharpens iron. It's just gonna make you a stronger person, a stronger spirit, because everything is your spirit. And this is what I'm saying. High vibration and low vibration. You have to live a positive life. It's not an if and. I'm telling you, like, it does talk about this, Think and Grow Rich, in these books like this. It really does. It talks about your mind, positive energy. Yeah, because they know. It's obvious. What are you talking about? If you just think negative, what has negative done anything in anybody's life? If you sit there and really think nothing, being negative has never done anything positive for you and never will. Yes, you can learn from it, but in that moment, I'm telling you, it's not anything. Whenever my cars gave me troubles, whenever things in the house and different things in my life have gave me troubles in the moment, in the heat of the situation, at that time, at that exact moment, time, space. No, I'm not positive. It's not a positive experience. You get what I'm saying? It's a lesson, but it's not positive. You don't want that to happen. You don't want your car to stop working while you know what I'm saying, on the side of the road. Who would? Nobody. No matter if you're the most positive person, like, you don't want that to happen. Like, so,
No, I feel you, dude. Like there's negative things in life, right? There's setbacks, there's all of those things. And like, yeah, of course, like even like I'm sure you go through it, I go through it. I think it's like it's part of like just being just in it's just part of existing, at least in like in this place, like on Earth and whatnot, that you're gonna face these types of things, right? But
Thanks.
at the end of the day, I think as long as you align 51% more on the positive side, you'll have a decent life. Right? Like as long as you can like look, like too many people try and go like on this like fucking far out there like type shit, and I'm just like, "Nah, man, like have some sort of balance, right? Like if you want positivity, just find a way to be just like don't be out of balance. Don't be like 75-25. Right? 'Cause like the other thing is that there are like weights and measures in beyond just like who you are as an individual, like your contribution to existence plays a role as well. Do you know what I mean by that?
How much you give back?
Well, yeah, like, or like how much you participate. Right? Like how much you participate in this game called life, right? Mm-hmm. Plays a role. It plays a role in, oh fuck, I lost my train of thought. Oh, we'll get back there. I was trying to do something. What were we just talking about?
You what did you say?
Can you hear this?
Yeah. Is it like a waterfall?
It's like binaural beats that you can sleep to.
Okay, is that actually good to sleep to? Because you know how they lie about everything.
Pardon?
Is that actually good to sleep to? Because you know how they lie about everything.
Oh, dude, I've slept to it.
It's good.
That's dope, dude. I've napped to it. Like, just make it, just like, how does it make you feel?
No, it's definitely a good vibe to me.
Right? Like, imagine being in like a temple with this play. At like frequency and shit like that, dude. And you're just walking in. It'd be phenomenal.
100%.
Okay, keep going though.
100%. No, it's true. 100%. Yeah. I guess we can, you can keep the beats on. It's definitely, like I said, I don't got a problem with it. But I don't know. I really just feel like, men, like I've talked about in the last podcast, but like this retention, like truly, like, and it goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about, which I do remember the positive energy.
Right, that is what we were talking positive about. We were talking about energy. How there are negative things that, like, events that are going to happen in our lives, and it that's really does nice. Come down to, on the internal level of like where we want to spend that, because even though it's a negative on the out, in the external world, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's negative internally, right? Like
exactly. And like what I was saying, like I'm not gonna be happy in the moment. Like I'm not saying your car can break down, and like there's two choices. You can just strip out, you know. You can just run to your emotions. That's what it is too. I've seen, like, we really do just run to our emotions whenever if we just sat there and thought and didn't put emotions to it, the answer would come in like 10 seconds. If we waited to put emotions to it, which I've just seen firsthand, it's actually hard whenever you're actually like somebody that loves to give, that loves to help people, like, That's hard. That's hard to do, because other people, they've never been like that, so it's easier for them. That's what people don't understand. Like,
well, we get into like, let's like, if we were to look at everything objectively, right? Like, without going too deep into stuff, those people don't necessarily, like, nobody really knows any better than before they become aware of shit, right? And then once they become aware, then they can really look at shit and go and come from it from a different perspective. So like, if you think about someone that has always gotten what they want, they'll always think that they're going to get what they want until something stops that from happening. And if you ever see that, and you see someone that always gets what they want, and they finally, like that person that always wins, right? But it doesn't have that foundation of losing, so they don't know what it's like to overcome those obstacles. They've just always won. The moment that they lose, they fucking don't have the ability to react to that.
Right.
You flip it and you give that to somebody that has constantly lost, constantly, you know, like been up against adversity and whatnot, and then you let them, you put them into a winning situation. Those motherfuckers are graceful. They're grateful. Mm-hmm. They're thankful for their position. They don't ever take it for granted. Like, they have, and when they lose, when they actually lose, they take it so well. Right? Like, they don't, it's, and then the thing is that people, like, you could look at it and go, well, one person has ego and this and that. But no, what we're really looking at is the programming of ego and the lack of in some areas. Like, but what the kid that is always won has in their favor, the person that's always lost doesn't. Like, it balances out. It's just like they don't have the skill set to handle losing because they've never lost. You can't expect them to. Know what I mean? Like, you can't. If someone doesn't, right. Like, think about it, man. If someone doesn't know the language of English, how far can you really push that until they start to understand certain things? And, like, English is just one example of that. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't expect someone to act a certain way if they've never experienced that. Like, dude, if you don't know what a circle is and I say, dude, draw me a circle, what are you going to give me?
But my only thing to that is this. I would interject and say this. We do, at the end of the day, know what we're supposed to do, and we know who we really are. The reason I say that is that's the only person we can really be.
Dude, 100%, though. I agree
with you. Like, you know who you really are. You know whenever you're acting out to somebody you're not. We sit there and lie to ourselves. Everybody does. You sit there and lie to yourselves. You know. You know who you are at the end of the day. You know if you're living your purpose because you know if you're happy doing what you do. It's obvious. It's literally obvious. We sit there and just, like, it's true. We just sit there and, like, play mind game and lie to ourselves like we're happy and, like, we're ourselves and that we're living our purpose. We're, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. You know who you are. You know what you're really supposed to do in this world. That goes to everybody in the podcast listening. It's true. Because God, the universe, has placed it in all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our spirits. That's why we were created. People, like, everybody thinks we're just created for no reason. We weren't really created to work in unison with a greater purpose and plan. Like, yes, we were all created for a reason.
100%.
You know, it's like, just like you drive on the highway, you drive next to 100 cars. We're all meant to work together for a greater purpose. Simple.
I agree, dude. I agree 100%.
Yeah, like, I really don't understand why we really have to kill each other. I've been thought about that. Like, why do we really kill each other? Really think about it. Like, that's really crazy. Like, How do we all live in this world and we, like, really want to kill each other? Why are we not all trying to help each other? Like, that just shows you, like, something else is really going on. If you really think, if all we did is try and help each other and work together, we would be literally dominant. We, the people, we would have power. It's not that we don't now, but people are not aware of not only strength and size and numbers, but we are the people. Like, they are the outlier. They are the minority. They are. So, like, we have more power than what we really think. Like, people are just weak-minded. That's what they're saying. They make us weak-minded nowadays. Like, so many things. That's why it's true. Like, really do have to watch, like, what your eyes see, truly, like,
100%.
Yeah, for real. Like I said, I've just seen it firsthand. Like, they just want us weak-minded. They want us distracted. They really do. Like,
way easier to control people, dude,
if we're distracted. It's simple.
Right. Divided.
Being divided, exactly. Because if you're distracted, you're divided. Thing right now, there's no way, because you're not seeing the bigger picture. You're not seeing the plan. You know, well, like,
yeah, dude. And then we get in our own ways, right? Like, not in our own, like, but we get in each other's ways, and you know, I get it. Like, so we're all individuals. we all want to have our, like, we're individual cells of the planet or whatever, however you want to look at it, right? Of the universe, et cetera, et cetera. And, like, yeah, so we're having our own journeys, and I get that, but we're having a cosmic journey with the planet as well. And, like, we're having all of these different, like,
at the same time,
you know, continuous things that we're not even fucking aware of, right? But we focus solely on this one thing. And then we want to be so individual that we stop, like, to the degree that we kind of stop other people from being able to be individual as well. Right? Like, dude, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day what genitals you have, except for how they need to be treated health-wise. Right? But when it comes to, let's say, the workforce, if a woman is stronger than a man to lift things, then absolutely she should be the best person for the job if that's what you found. The best being should have that spot, right? And it shouldn't matter what skin tone they are, what gender they are, if they used to be a man and are now a woman, or used to be a woman and now a man, or whatever, they turned into like a wolf or a unicorn or whatever the fuck they want to be, right? Mm-hmm. Right? What matters is are you able to give the contribution to the planet that you were sent here for? And how much of that are you willing to give?
Right.
Right. And most people are, I would say that a majority of people are just waking up to the idea that they exist in general, and are slowly then going to wake up to the idea that they are here to contribute something. And it's not just, you know, the Garden of Eden that they're just going to sit back and relax and watch everybody else do. Like, this is, Earth isn't Mexico, and this isn't your, you know, opportunity to be at an all-inclusive resort. Right? If you're going to be on this planet, you got to put in the work.
Facts. In all labor, there's profit.
There is, man. And, like, dude,
all labor, there's profit.
Do you really think at the end of the day that the planet really gives a shit what's happening to humans in the form of, like, super individuality? Sure. Yes and no? Sure. But maybe it's time that we focus on the other side of it, the collective side, the conscious, like, to all of us. Right? And like, what's happening there? Because, like, our individuality is, like, dividing us even further. Know what I mean? Like, we get so caught up in these, like, labels and shit like that, but what the fuck do they really mean?
No, right. Everything is deeper than words. Like, I couldn't agree more. That's why we need to study. Really, we need to study anything and everything that doesn't talk.
Like,
so people think, like, really, if you think about it, like, they are very connected in with each other. They don't need to talk. Think how much energy, think about it. Think if you never talked in your life. Think how much energy you'd have. If you didn't even ever need to talk, you would save so much energy.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, if you didn't want attention. You know how much energy we give off by wanting attention from people?
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. Right? And it's such a, like, it's a waste of energy. It's also, like, a massive waste of time. Right? And like, we do it so super frequently.
Right.
And the other thing is that we don't think anything of it. And the other, like, even deeper, it's sort of like, well, let's say that you figured a bunch of shit out. Well, in the world that we live in, that's cool and all, but, like, you know, like, don't push that on me. That's the mentality that we have in the world, right? Like, you can have all the right answers, ... for you. Right? But, and that's, like, where we're at, dude. Do you see that in the world? Right? Like, I don't even know how to get deeper on that. That's, like, where it's at, dude, and I can't get past it. Mm-hmm. Human beings just, you know, and then we want to control other people. Like, Christians see someone that's not in their church or part of the faith, and they're just like, oh my God, I have to make sure that they're a part of this.
I was just talk
But
that's crazy.
but then you have the guy that is a super huge fan of like a certain artist, and they're just like, oh my God, I can't let you go through your entire life not knowing who this person is. Right? And or like have you driven this type of car, or have you seen this show, or you know, this piece of art, or you know, like, you know, and it just it's the same fucking shit, dude. It's just different perspective. So like going back to the church thing, right? If like we live in a world where like there's so many opposing forces to things. Like there's the people that want you to join their religion. Then there's the people that will never ever join a religion and hate people that do that, and so they become atheists. And then there's the in between agnostic people, and in the agnostics there's people that, you know, there's a gradient of people from like those that truly believe in source energy, new age stuff, to people that, you know, are on a different complete wavelength on that, leading towards more atheism or like transhumanism. And then you have like the religious people that go all the way from, you know, like Christianity to Islam to all the you know, the Indian and other Asian religions, right? Like Eastern religions. Right, you have like all of those things that divide them, and then within them, like if you think about Christianity, inside of Christianity, not everyone agrees on what even Christ is, man. Right, and or like the idea and the concept of it, or like any of that stuff. So, or the way that their practices, or how they speak upon those words and whatnot, they have a massive divide in there. So, like if you look at Christianity, think of all the different versions of Christianity and there are in the world.
Right,
so
many different
versions. But why aren't we just celebrating the same thing of being alive, being on earth, having heartbeats, being able to breathe, all of that shit? Isn't that like, can't that just be the end of that? Why do we have to go further?
Make it simple.
Yeah, man. Like, what would be so wrong with Earth being God and us just tapping into Earth when we wake up in the morning and going, hey, I'm up. What are we doing? But we've been so conditioned over the years to, one, that free will means that we can believe whatever we want to believe. Now, sure. Absolutely. Right, but in that sense, do you understand where the divide starts to come?
Right.
So, in that sense, we can't really go, well, we want peace. Well, you don't really want peace because you want to be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's really difficult to have peace and have every single fucking person on the planet want to be an individual being. Dude, people don't even get in like along in their families and they share the same DNA. Right? They don't, you know, like brothers and sisters don't necessarily get along. You know, kids don't necessarily, you know, like and then cousins don't always get along and whatnot. And then like you jump into like friendships and like, sure, you have like a core group of people, but then like your people don't always get along with their people, and like their people don't get along with others and whatnot. And you know, like we're all because we grow up and want to be individuals. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's something that we need to look into and address and go, okay, well, what are the pitfalls of constantly wanting to be an individualistic society? Right? Because, like, let's be real, not everybody's opinion does matter, does it? and not on every topic.
No, because some people do just be talking. So you're right. I agree.
Like, dude, I have nothing. Like, should I be able to have any real, true say on like feminine health? Sorry, feminine health, especially when it comes to like periods. Like, I'm not a leading expert at all on that. In fact, I have hardly any experience. So, like, where do I come off of like actually saying, hey, think about this, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Like that's just fucking ridiculous. But you know, you take that away. But we have people doing that all the fucking time.
Right, that's true. It's a fact.
Right, and but that again goes back to the idea that we want to be a free will society. And that's okay. It's just we have to understand the consequences of free will. Right? Like the chaotic nature of that. If you want to, so go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
People just aren't living in alignment with themselves, really in alignment with God. We were created for the universe from God to be in alignment. Like, we weren't created to be out of alignment. So people do not understand. That's why little kids are how they are. They're in such alignment. They're just being who they are. They're not trying. They don't need to try.
Mm-hmm.
They're just always being themselves.
Right.
That's all they know how to do. They don't know. And this is what I was saying earlier. Like, they, like, want to try and make us, when you get older, like, literally be somebody you're not. But, like, if you really remember yourself as a kid, all you could be was yourself. So how did that change? Because the world and them trying to, you know, make you know everything about the Kardashians, everything about LeBron. I mean, you know, everything about everybody except, first off, yourself.
That's right.
You know, like, you don't even know yourself, but you know everything about everybody else and everything else, but you don't really know yourself. You can't really sit down with yourself and really, you know, just really think and really, you know, get in your thoughts. Really work through some things.
Because they don't want you to know you. They want you to know the version of you that they want you to be.
100%.
Right? What do you think formal education is about? Formalizing you. Creating a formula for who you're supposed to be. So that when you come out of it, you think that you're something. But in reality, the possibilities of what any individual on the planet can be are actually endless, as long as you're willing to put in the work and the sacrifices, which exactly. Also includes letting go of everything.
Listen, this is for the podcast, this is for the viewers, this is for everybody. Money is not real. What do I mean? What I mean is this. Money is not real because it truly comes out of thin air. So once you can realize it's not real and it comes out of thin air, then you can start utilizing keys to make it come to you in an abundant way, in the right way. Because you can get money the wrong way, which is going to, your karma is going to get you. It's what people understand. You have to do it in the right way. You have to. You literally have to. You have to do it in the right way, or your karma is going to get you, and it's not even worth it because it's all going to be taken away eventually, or you're going to have more problems. So people don't understand. You don't want to have more problems. They want to have more. You know what I'm saying? You can have more problems, but like, no more. Like, you can't have debilitating problems where, golly, your stress levels are through the roof. You have high blood pressure. Golly, you 30 years old, got high blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want that just because, oh, you making money now. Now your health is just going downhill like a avalanche. No, you don't want that. Your health is all you got.
100%.
Not even worth it. I've seen people that have money that don't have their health. It's not worth it. They know it's not, of course. Anybody, I mean, just common sense. Anybody knows it. If you have your health, you have a fighting chance to change your life, to be something greater.
Basically it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Facts. Right? No facts.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a really big part of it, man.
Yeah, so.
You know, and like, you know, I keep saying they, but like, at some point we just got to take responsibility for our lives and be like, we don't necessarily want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and yeah, sure, people have been conditioned, but like,
right,
there's enough people out there now that are like out of conditioning to mm-hmm. see and do stuff, and like, we still choose.
Right.
Right? Like, I'm not eating mm-hmm. the healthiest I can tonight. I'm gonna have some deep fried sockeye salmon rolls, and I'm gonna have it solely because they're fucking delicious. I have no clue. I have no clue who made them. Like, really, I've never met the people. I also don't know the people that delivered the food to the place. I don't know who caught the fish. I don't know the lifespan of the fish. I don't know any of those things. I'm simply right. going to be eating it for the enjoyment factor.
Right.
As an individual being on this planet. Right? So even I participate in all of those things. Right? So, like, you know, none of us are fucking... None of us... not one of us are perfect in any way, right? Like, we fuck up constantly.
Facts. All the time. I tell you, lesson or a blessing. Oh, it is.
It really
is. Lesson or a blessing. You gotta become wise out here. I'm trying to tell you, if you're not wise, you're gonna go through life as fucking hell. I'm trying to tell you, it's just true. You literally have to be wise. It's not an if and, you just have to be wise. That's what I'm trying to see. Like, do you really want to live a good life? Do you really want to be happy? Do you really want to... We've talked about it. It's not about making all this money, but it is about being financially free. You do have to make a certain amount of money. I mean, it's just obvious. Duh. I mean, 1 + 1. So, yeah, you do. But it doesn't have to be anything crazy. That's anything crazy.
That's right.
No, not at all. Like, they make it like that because you see people getting $500 million contracts. You're like, what the hell am I making? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Now they're really showing you all this money on the screen that these people are making. Like, what else are you going to do compared to what you have? What the fuck else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Duh. It's just like human nature. Like, you don't even try and do it, but then you're like, damn, like, what do I make?
like, fuck this.
They make $35 million a year? The fuck are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Do you know how much effort it would take to you to start a business to make $35 million a year? Not only, it doesn't matter in profit or not. You're making money. $35 million in sales? You get what I'm saying? That is crazy. That's crazy. like, come on. Like, I mean, anybody knows that. That is crazy. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've thought about it. The reason they get paid these contracts, it shows you how deep this goes. It's crazy. It's all just for distraction. That's it. They pay people all the money in the world just to distract you. Mm-hmm. Just to keep your mind not focused on them planes that keep going above your house every night at 12:30. To keep you not focused on the news television that they always talking in code every day. That they same news television in San Diego sounds the exact same when they're reading the same script.
Mm-hmm.
They're reading the exact same script. Huh, but they don't want you to cross-reference the different news stations from different counties in different places because they know, yeah, the script just changes a little bit. But it's the same script. It's all a script. They literally read from a script. They don't really talk what they want. They read from a script. They might interject little things, say a little thing, but they read from a script. So everything is scripted. It's like a movie.
They sure do.
Like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. So, like I was saying earlier with that positive energy, though, you need to be on a high vibrational level because to achieve what you want, think about it. Is it on a low vibration or high vibration? It's on a high vibration. Can't tell me it's not. It has to be. What you really want is on a high vibration, because that's what everybody wants. Simple. So, knowing that, you don't just get to a high vibration. You don't just become the president of the United States. You don't just, become the prime minister. It don't just happen. I don't care what nobody says. You don't just fill out an application. That don't just happen. Things go like something goes on. Things go on behind the scenes.
100% they do. 100%. But like, how do you break that to people? Like, dude, when you were a kid growing up, did you believe in Santa?
My mom never told me about him.
So you didn't have that. What about the Easter Bunny?
No, not that either.
I mean, that's fantastic, but that's wild.
My mom was different.
Very. Right? Because, like, most kids...
She didn't want us. She didn't want us to be lied to. Which it really is crazy. It's really showing your kid to lie.
It is.
It
breaks trust with the parent, right?
But no, exactly. Like these things that we think are so harmless, they're deeper than what we think.
What else did you lie? And then the thing is, where the damage comes in isn't necessarily in that one moment, right? Like some guy was talking about it today. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I get his point and I do understand and appreciate his perspective because he was like, the damage really, like, the damage impacts us greater. Like, not even necessarily the second time, but like the third or fourth time. Like, because we don't necessarily, like, he didn't say this, this was like me adding to it, but we don't necessarily look back to that initial moment where we made up that rule on something so small. Like, my mom's a liar because she conned me about all these gifts that I was getting as a kid, right? And then a little bit down the road, you find out something about your parents that, like, or you find out that your parents lied to you about something else. And then you find out another thing. And, usually it's, one or two more things after that. And that trust is, like, truly broken. All because of that one, like, little lie back when you were, like, 6 years old. Right? So it's, like, little pieces every time. Right? So, like, let's say when you're 11, you find out that, like, case in point, in my life, right? I found out that my dad was cheating on my mom. Right?
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, shit.
So it was like, yeah.
That's tough, bro.
Right?
At 11 years old?
Yeah, man. What the?